Parshas Vayishlach, Tovshin Ayin Vav. So the beginning of this week's Parsha, we discuss the confrontation that's going to take place between Yaakov Avinu and Esau. And the Pasuk says as follows, Vayiro Yaakov Mo'oid Vayetzero. Yaakov Avinu was very worried. He was really afraid about what would happen during this confrontation when he would meet his brother Esau. So what did Yaakov Avinu do? The Pasuk tells us, Vayachatz Esau'om Asher Itoy. Yaakov Avinu split up the family. V'yasatzoim, v'yasaboka, v'agmal, v'shnei machanais. Yaakov Avinu split everything into two. Vayoymer, Yaakov Avinu said as follows, Im yovoy Esau el hamachaneh ha'achas v'hikohu, if Esau will reach and actually get to one of these camps, he will get to one of these, of the two that Yaakov Avinu set up, if Esau would reach that, v'hoyo hamachaneh ha'nish'or l'fleito, that one, it might happen that one of the machaneh would be damaged, but one would be saved. And then Yaakov Avinu davened, he prayed, he said, Hatzileni no miyad ochi miyad Esau. Save me from my brother, from the hands of Esau. We'll talk a little bit about why it says both of those, brother and Esau. Ki yorea mashiach Esau. Yaakov Avinu says, because I'm afraid, I'm scared, I'm afraid of Esau. And it says, why? Because maybe Esau will come and he'll attack us and he'll go to war with us. So the Gemara on the Masechta Brachos, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, tells us the following about this. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Rami. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi asks a question. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Anoichi ima, Behine Anoichi ima. He got Havtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with Yaakov Avinu. Ushmarticha b'chol asher telech. And I'm going to watch you anywhere you go. Shehivtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyishmerehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yaakov Avinu a Havtocha that whatever you do, wherever you go, I'm going to watch over you. Uksiv, and now the Pasuk says in our parsha over here, Vayiro Yaakov Mo'oid. Yaakov Avinu was afraid. He was extremely afraid. Why is Yaakov Avinu afraid? Didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him a promise that no matter where you go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to watch over you. Why is Yaakov Avinu afraid at the beginning of our parsha? The Gemara says, the famous Chazal, Omar, Yaakov Avinu said to himself, Shema Yigroim HaChet. Maybe Chas v'Sholom, I did an Avera, and because of an Avera that I may have, so maybe I lost this. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to watch over me like he would have before. The Siv HaSholom asks a question on this. How do we understand this? What does it mean that Yaakov Avinu, because maybe Shem or Yigro Machet, maybe Yaakov Avinu said, maybe I have an Avera, how do we understand this bitachon that Yaakov Avinu was having? Is bitachon only for one who does not have averos? So Yaakov Avinu was afraid maybe did averos. So you should still have the same bitachon. A person needs to have bitachon no matter what, that Hashem will be at his side and help him even if he doesn't deserve it. That's what bitachon is. And a person has to know that the more bitachon you have, the more Yeshua you bring on yourself. That's the nature of the world. That's the way Hashem set up the world. So Yaakov Avinu was afraid that because he did Averos, he doesn't have the Bitachon anymore, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him. A person, we know, has to have Bitachon no matter where he is in his life, and no matter what he's done, no matter where he's been, and no matter what has gone on, a person still has to have Bitachon. Like the Ramban says, in the Sefer, Amuno Bitochen, Ramban says on the Pasuk in Tehillim, of Bitach Bashem Ba'asei Toiv. That's what the Pasuk says in Tehillim. And we see from here, Zokta Ramban, that Betach Bashem is before Asei Toiv. That a person needs to have bitachon regardless of whether they've done good things or been, quote, good. It tells us that this pasuk tells us that you need to have bitachon in the chesed of Hashem. You need to always have bitachon no matter what. So why was Yaakov Avinu afraid? Shema yigron chet. That maybe my chatoim or chet will cause that I do not have the shmira of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramban in our parsha discusses the theme that we've spoken about a number of times during our shiurim on the whole Seder Bereishis of Ma'aseh Avos Simim Avonim. That which happened to our Avos is a simon to the Banim, to all the generations, including us, that came afterwards. This parsha, Zok the Ramban, this parsha of the battle between Yaakov and Esau, Zok the Ramban, you know what it is? It alludes to a battle that's still going on today. It alludes to the battle that every person that we have with the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, we know, is represented by Esau. And you know what, says the Ramban? That was the great fear of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, you know what he was afraid of? Yaakov Avinu was afraid of the effect that Esau might have on his Ruchnius. So Zokta the Siva Shalom, physically, Yaakov knew he had nothing to fear. Why? Because we mentioned, Bitochim and Hashem is even for somebody that has done an Avera. Even if somebody wasn't perfect, Avadi, you have to have Bitochim and Hashem, and Hashem gave Yaakov Avinu Avtoch, and Hashem was going to watch over it. But Shema Yigra Machet does not apply by a physical thing. Bitochen means you rely on Rachamei Shemayim, Kirachem of Albanim. Like a father has mercy on children. And we know that a father has mercy on children really no matter where they've been, no matter what they've done. The halacha we say, like we've mentioned, the halacha we say is like Rabbi Meir, that we know, Bein Kach, Ubein Kach, Kruyim Bonim. That Klal Yisrael, the Yidin, Sai, if they're doing the Ratzon Hashem, and Sai, if Chas V'Shalom, they're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, they are still called Bonim. That even after sinning, even after doing Averis, a Jew is a child of Hashem, no matter what. That never changes. When we say Hashem is a Keo Rachum V'Chanum, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachum V'Chanum, even after, it's before and even after a person does a chet. As the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, famous Gemara, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us when discussing the Yud Gimel Midos, that when we say Hashem, Hashem, Keo Rachum V'Chanun, it's talking about is Hashem before a chet, and he's the same Hashem, Keo Rachum V'Chanun, after a person does a chet. So Yaakov Avinu, like we said now, Yaakov Avinu, what he was afraid of here, he was afraid of the Ruchniyah situation with Esau. As we said at the beginning, the Pasuk says the word Miyad twice. It says Miyad Ochi and Miyad Esau. And it's to tell us that there are, says the Nesivah Shalom, there are two ways that Esau attacks us. Firstly, Esau tries to get us to do straight out Averis. To be over on Averis straight out. And that's the Esav. Hatzileni Noam Miyad Esav. The Esav part of it is the part of Esav that comes directly to us and he gives it a shot. He gives it a try. And the Yitzhara comes to a person and says, do an Avera straight out. And then there is the other word in the Pasuk, and that's Achi. And you know what Miyad Achi is, says in the Siva Shalom. It's where the Yetzer Hara becomes close to a person, and he tries, okay, I'm not going to get this person to do a blatant Avera, but you know what I could do? I could mix into any Avodas HaKodesh the person wants to do. If a person, you know what, Yetzer Hara says, listen, I can't get him not to daven, I can't get him not to learn, so you know what, go daven, but in the middle of davening, you sneak out your cell phone, read a couple of WhatsApp, text, whatever, to share any avodas hakodesh that a person is going to do. We allow a person, oh, you want to be a Baal Tzedakah? Oh, no problem. I can't stop this person. He has a good heart. I can't stop him from giving Tzedakah. Oh, a Baal Gaiva, you could be a little bit. Mix it in over there. And you know, when the Yetzirah mixes into the soup, it has an effect of pouring a bad ingredient into the soup, and it's sour. The whole thing takes on a totally different air. It takes on a totally different effect. And that's the achi part, where it becomes close to you. You know what? I can't fight you, but I'm going to try to mix into any avodas hakodesh that you try to do. And that was the fear of Yaakov Avinu, that it was dangerous. It was going to be dangerous for his ruchnius side to fight with Esau, and side to be close to Esau. And with this says in the Tziva Shalom, we can understand now how Yaakov Avinu, we know, Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu approached Esau in three different ways. It says, Doira, he was going to appease Esau with presents. Tefillah, he was going to daven to be saved from Esau. And Milchama, if he has to, I'm going to war with Esau. I have a choice over here. I have to go fight with him. Yaakov Avinu prepared for three things. So actually, if Pshat is, like we're saying, according to the Tziva Shalom, that the entire battle with Yaakov was not physically, because physically he had Avtach, he wasn't afraid. The entire battle was one of Ruchnius, that was a Ruchnius that could fight with the Yetzer Hara. How does Doiron fit in? How does it fit in that Yaakov Avinu was going to give a present to the Yetzer Hara in a Ruchnius thicker battle? And those tefillah, we understand what happens. You have a Milchemes HaYetzer, it's a Ruchnius thicker fight. Now you have a Milchama, you have a fight with the Yetzer Hara. Tefillah, Avadi, you have to daven. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need your help. I can't always do it on my own. Tefillah, we understand. You daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save you from the Yetzer Hara. Milchama, of course we understand. That what? The Gemara tells us in the Maimer Chazal, La'olam yargiz adam yetzer toiva yetzer hara. That's a job of a person to constantly go after and fight with the yetzer hara. But what is doyrin? Zokin the Tziva Shalom. Many times a person feels that you're not up to par. I'm not up to being such a tzaddik, to learning wholeheartedly, to davening wholeheartedly. So he says, you know what? Maybe when I straighten myself out, I'll learn. You says, we know you should not say that I'm going to wait until I'm perfect. Somewhere down the line, I'm going to learn. Because you may not. The Gemara Masechta Tzachin Daf Nun Amud Beis tells us La'olam Yasek Adam B'Torah Shaloi Lishma Shemitar Shaloi Lishma Bal Lishma. You know what the Yetzer Hara wants you to do? The Yetzer Hara wants you to wait and say, until I'm perfect, I'm never going to learn. I'm not going to start because I'm not so good. I'm not so good. Zokt in the Tziva Shalom here. The Yetzer Hara wants you to learn. Shalai l'shma. You know what you say to the Yetzer Hara? Fine, I'll give you a present. I'm going to learn Shalai l'shma. I'm not going to wait until I'm perfect. I'm not going to wait until the Yetzer Hara keeps pushing off. You're 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years old. You keep getting older. He keeps pushing you off. Don't learn yet. Wait until you can do things perfectly. Don't do chesed. Wait until you can do it completely right. No, Yetzer Hara, you want me to do it when you want me to learn Shalai l'shma, you want me to do chesed that's not complete. You know what? I'll give you a present. I'm going to do it. And that's the doyra. That's the present that you give to the Yetzer Hara in Ruchnius. Rather than not doing things at all my problems, with everything that I represent, I'm going to stay involved. I'm going to start doing things, and I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to give up everything because I'm not perfect. And that was the doyrin, the fight that Yaakov Avinu was going to have with Esau was a ruchnius dicker fight. Tefillah we understand, milchama we understand, but there's also a present. The lesson over here is sometimes you have to tell the Yetzer Hara, you want me to do something not perfect? No, I'm not going to say that I'm going to wait until I'm perfect because you may never get around. Shem Aloi Tipana. Remember that you need to do things even if you're not perfect, and the best time to get started is right now.